Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, roughly 75% of all brides-to-be get some sort of hair extensions on their big day. I must admit, I'm not an expert in this area, but my next guest is. Emma King is the founder of Cascata and Bridal Stylist, and she imports real human hair for this booming industry. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us a bit about the services that Cascata do. What do you do for people?
So Cascata Hair is a premium clip-in hair extension brand. It's created for women with fine or sparse hair. Mm. So we focus on quality and comfort. Mm. So which in return gives confidence and gives...
And you look great on your big day.
And you look great in your big day. Absolutely.
And where do you get this hair from? Because you focus on, you have human hair.
Yes. Yeah. So it's ethically sourced from South China. Mm. So when we take it in, it is already coloured and toned to what we want. So as it...
So you send out instructions that this is the exact Pantone that we want.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. Okay. So we have actually coloured in-house ourselves, our initial colouring, we actually coloured in-house. Mm. So the Irish market has a lot of warmth in their hair. The Irish lovely
warmth.
Ladies, a lot of warmth.
And what does that mean? Does that mean it's thicker?
It's like a red tone in the hair.
Okay, I don't know where that comes from. Right. And so they on their big wedding day, you usually see brides with kind of bouncy curls. Is that their own hair or is that the extensions?
So would you believe out of every 10 brides you have, 7 brides will actually wear some sort of clip-in hair extensions or extensions. So on a day-to-day basis, my bride comes in, they sit in front of me and the first thing they show me is a gorgeous Pinterest picture.
Okay.
And I'm kind of going, beautiful, but I also have to look at the hair to say, well,
And look at the shape of the bride as well. Maybe.
Well, absolutely. And you have to look at the face shape and everything. So, of course, we're not all blessed with loads of big, bouncy, natural hair. Mm-hmm. So it elevates their style, Joe. So we can give them exactly what they want with very, very... It takes very little time and it's instant. So it's instant and you have longevity.
But I'm guessing when you're doing a bride, and you said you're doing a bride later on today, and hopefully they'll have a great day, you'll spend hours with them and their bridesmaids, I'm guessing.
I will, yes, I will. So I do, it's the whole lot. So we go in and we look after their whole bridal party. Normally, it's just the bride that will wear the extensions.
Right.
Normally, you might have the odd bridesmaid that will decide to add them in. But
which is
the
good
bride.
For your business if they decide that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
How much does it cost to get hair extensions?
So our full sets, they come in two different types. Our full sets start at €265. Mm-hmm. And then you have the side filler set and they come in at €135.
And do they have to come back to you to get those extensions out?
No. So this is the beauty. So they're an investment. You think of it like they're an investment.
Right.
Once you have them, they last up to 2 to 3 years. You literally treat them like it's your own hair.
And you keep it in your hair?
So no.
Right. Okay.
So you put them in and you can take them back out. So basically they're clip-in. So if you imagine...
Yep. So when you're having a shower, you take them out?
Absolutely.
Oh, right. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We don't want you to wake up now the next morning. They could be on the pillow beside you. So you definitely need to take these extensions out.
Is there an ethical issue with using human hair at all? No?
No, absolutely not. Again, it's very important. Like we've met our manufacturers. We know exactly where they come from. So I think it's important that you do your background and it's important. Hair is a very unique product when you're dealing with it. It's quite a complex product, so it's important you know the background and where it's coming from.
Now, you mentioned Instagram or some sort of pictures. Has that been good for your business, but is it good for the customers to expect something that was photoshopped?
Yeah, so again, I mentioned Pinterest. So I suppose I'm a lover of Pinterest myself. If I'm looking up to do up my house, I look at Pinterest.
Okay.
Yeah, social media is... It's as we all know, it's massive at the moment.
Right.
And that's where everybody looks.
And it is good for your business, though, is it?
100%.
Right.
Yes. 100%.
And you started the business just after COVID. And amazingly, you had 4 young children as well.
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so what's the next move for you guys, for Cascata?
So we have some very exciting things ahead. We not just say what exactly yet, but yes, we very exciting things in the pipeline for Cascata.
And how many bridal weekends or bridal things do you do in a year?
So I have over 90 brides this year.
Okay.
So well over 90 brides this year. Yeah.
Well,
so
hopefully
busy, busy. And I'm hoping they'll all wear Cascata.
Oh, absolutely. Well, maybe. Let's see what happens. Emma, have a lovely weekend. And thanks for coming in. That's Emma King, the founder of Cascata and the bridal stylist.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.